Welcome to the Horse Trailer Post, the show where we cover anything and everything related to the horse trailer industry. I'm your host, Brad Heath, owner and operator of Double D Trailers. With over 25 years of experience in the horse industry, I'm excited to bring you the latest news, tips, and insights into everything equine. And I can't wait to share my passion for horses and horse safety with all of you. So saddle up and join me every other week for the Horse Trailer Post. Hi, I'm Brad, owner of Double D Trailers, and today we're going to jump right in with Rachel Kraft and discuss her experience as an equestrian growing up with horses. And just a side note, Rachel has probably written approximately 80%+ of the content on our Double D Trailers website. So she's certainly an authority in the industry and knows what she's talking about. And so we'll dive right in with Rachel. So what is your experience with horses?
Yeah. Hi, Brad. Thank you so much for having me on here. It's really great to get to talk with everybody voice to voice or face to face. My experience with horses is growing up in central Pennsylvania. And my mom loved horses when she was growing up. So when my sisters and I were getting older, and my brother too, the horses were a part of our life. And, you know, she would take us to the barn and she would ride and we'd be hanging out alongside the ring, playing or crying or whatever we did.
Right.
Then I was able to actually start riding around the age of 6 years old. My experience with horses was mostly the fun show side of things. We were really active in 4-H. We took lessons. We went to, all of the different 4-H level fun shows and other fun shows that were in the area. And then we would spend our time just, you know, out at the barn, having fun, enjoying trail rides, enjoying, you know, just having fun with the horses, doing all sorts of adventures. So it was a huge part of my life. And I'm excited to continue that into my adulthood.
You were doing riding dressage and hunt seat. Can you elaborate a little bit on that, what it entails and that part of it?
Yeah. So we had this spunky little quarter horse and she was the horse that we used for jumping. So we would hunt seat is just a style of riding based on what the English would use when they would go out and have fox hunts. You know, they would be taking low jumps, running across the countryside. That's the traditional fox hunt that you think of. And hunt seat translated into the show ring is lower jumps. It's not the, you know, anything much higher than like 4 foot. Most of the courses that we were going over were much less than that. So the focus is going to be on low jumps, having control of your horse, you know, strong equitation, your horse looking really great under saddle. It was a lot of fun. I think it's a really common route for people to go if they are starting English riding as a child, in the country. Dressage is then kind of more of an art. I'm not an expert in it, but I did take lessons for many, many years from an instructor who was specifically focused on dressage and how dressage and helping your horse achieve levels of balance and collection could, you know, how understanding that foundation of dressage could then translate to other disciplines. So we would use the foundations of dressage in the hunt seat, in the jumping ring. There were other riders that would use it in the Western ring. It's a really great set of skills to have the basic dressage skills that can translate to other forms of riding. When I got older, I was able to train with another dressage instructor, and there I was doing more specifically dressage type moves. Like, you know, I actually got to go to a dressage show where you're given a specific pattern that you're going to ride through the ring and you're doing specific different skills. It's a lot of fun. It's my favorite form of riding.
It sounds like it. Did you win? Was it a competitive? Did you win some? How far did you have to travel?
I never got super serious into showing. I know that there's a whole circuit you can get onto and go throughout your state or throughout the whole country. There's different zones that you can compete within. That was never really a part of my experience. We were just more focused on having fun and learning to be horse people, you know, just have the skills and have fun and be safe.
Did you ever fall off with all of the jumping?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Yes. Our quarter horse had a famous appetite, and her favorite little trick was to stop at the jumps with all the flowers and stuff and slam on the brakes and start eating the jump while you you just kind of held on for dear life. But
So
good time.
I've been thrown off a horse one time. I was probably, and it was a pony. It was probably 7 or 8 years old. And at our neighbor's house, they had a pony in the backyard, or small horse. And I'd never been on horses before at the time. So we lead the horse all the way to the back of the pasture. She really knew what she was doing and set me up for this. So get on the horse. And she says, now all you have to do is just kick him really hard.
No.
And he'll go back to the front. So I did that. And yeah, I was on the ground in no time. So she definitely got one on me there. So that's the only time I've ever been thrown off. So since then, I've stayed on the horse. So with dressage and hunt seat, does it require a specific type of trailer for that? Any special equipment that a trailer would need?
Yeah. So I would say that when you're going to a show, it's always important to be able to present yourself well in the show ring. And part of that is having your horse be, you know, really well groomed, really clean, and then having yourself being really well groomed and really clean. So, you know, if you're looking at the classic English attire or something that someone who's riding Western would have, they would have a really nice shirt that needs to be ironed and free of mud stains, and have your boots all shiny and polished. So one of the things that is important in a trailer is having that ability to separate those materials, separate your tack that might be covered in like oils and saddle soap and possibly mud,
right.
You know, keep that separate from your show clothing. So something that has a separate dressing room would be really valuable. Something that has storage for the tack, for all the grooming materials, for all the sprays and the goops and that you put on their hooves, and you know, all of that stuff that's messy and, you know, could really stain your riding attire. It's important to keep that separate. I would also add that, you know, we in my family, we had quarter horses and thoroughbreds. So our biggest horse was, I think, 16-2 hands. But if you're looking at, you know, more traditional dressage horses, that's often going to be a warm blood. And those are bigger horses. So they're going to need a little more space within the trailer, especially headroom, you know, length front to back, so that they're fitting in that trailer comfortably and safely.
Nice. A little bit off topic, but if someone is looking to get into dressage, what sort of cost do you think they may be might experience outside of the horse and the trailer, but just the clothing and all of the equipment that you were talking about? Is it really expensive or is it reasonable?
I think, you know, a large part of it probably depends on the part of the country that you're in. You know, if you're somewhere like South Carolina or Virginia, it might be really expensive.
Right.
Versus other parts of the country where it might be less expensive. Just riding in general is an expensive sport. You've got the tack that you need for your horse that needs to fit the horse well, so it's not causing injury or pain while you're riding. Dressage is a specific type of saddle, a dressage saddle that you'll be using. If you're competing at a high level in dressage, there's a specific attire that you wear that's different than the hunt seat attire that I described earlier. So, you know, there would be all of those kind of upfront costs. And then having a horse, you know, any horse can learn dressage, but there are some horses that are traditionally really awesome at dressage, and those tend to be some of the more expensive breeds too. So yeah, I would say it really just depends on where you are and kind of what your goals are within the sport.
Okay. You mentioned that the size of the trailer may need to be larger for, obviously, for different size horses. So what type of trailers have you used over the years?
Yeah. So my family had two different trailers that we owned, and both of them were straight load bumper pulls. One of them had a V nose with a dressing area in the front. The other one had a flat face with no dressing area, and that one had mangers in the front. Both of them had butt bars in the back. One was a step up, one was a ramp. So those are kind of really the really traditional beginner trailers that you've often seen in the market. And, you know, the safer models that are coming out, you know, like what the Double D Trailers creates, you know, those are really much safer because they're built of better materials than what the old style was. They have more safety features in mind so that you're not dealing with a horse getting a leg hooked over the front chest bar or over the butt bar or dealing with other things. We also had a lot of experience in friends trailers. So we were in four horse trailers that are straight load trailers again. So two in the front, two in the back. And then we had one friend who had a three horse trailer. It was three horses side by side across the back. So those are the ones I have experience with. Also some conventional slant load trailers, which I always hated when those friends would help us because the back area for loading was so narrow. And I remember our quarter horse was so claustrophobic and she never wanted to go through that narrow little door. That's why I really wish that I could have put her on something like the Safe Tack because you can just swing it wide open and it's just open and easy to get on. She would have loved that so much better.
Yeah, I've got that in my notes here about the Safe Tack.
Awesome design. I feel like we should all send you cookies or something for coming up.
You know, my dad, it was that the way that we came across that, it was in 1999, I believe. Yeah. And we started manufacturing in late 97. So we were green at what we're doing. And we did the same thing that everybody else does. You build trailers, you make them in a slant, you do a fixed rear tack. And we had a client in North Carolina purchase one of our units, loaded her horse. They were great loaders, so she didn't have to walk up in the trailer with the horse. Okay. But when she went around to the side to stick her arm through and tie off the horse's head, it was a stock side. He reared back, and it actually broke her arm. And she called us and like, hey, you guys need to figure out how to get the bleep, bleep, bleep saddle compartment out of the way. I just broke my arm, you know. And so we sort of put on our thinking caps and Dad and I together, you know, we came up with the Safe Tack and getting that out of the way. And that's it's been around since around 1999 and doing that. Let's see, I have a question here that was submitted by Brooke from our staff. It says, let's see, horse comfortable to balance an onboard camera would have been nice. So you have a story to go along with that?
Oh my gosh, yes. So we had this, it was our second trailer. So it was a two horse V-nose bumper pull. And we were pulling out of the lane. And just that transition from the gravel of the lane, then the little ditch, and then onto the macadam of the actual road, just making that turn really slowly was enough to make our horse kind of go, whoa, and she lost her balance, and we heard clunk, 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 clunk.
Oh, wow.
And we pulled over immediately, and I ran back to look and see what she was doing, and she was on her knees. She was completely down on the ground. She just completely lost her balance. So if we had had an onboard camera, you know, we would have known what was going on right away. Also, you know, it was just scary because she's in that position where you're alongside the road. You don't have a lot of room. Your horse is in distress. What do you do? And you just feel so powerless at that point. So our solution, she managed to scramble to our feet. And our solution was that whenever we took her anywhere else, in case she ever fell over again like that, we put these roller skating knee pads on her front knees that used to be mine. So they're like purple and green, you know, like really bright kids roller skating knee pads.
Can we get a photo to flash up on the screen for this? That would be great, of Rachel's knee pads on her horse.
I wish that we had a photo of that because it was so funny. People used to always laugh at us, but we always were worried that it would happen again. It never did happen again. She never had a problem, but we always were more careful, you know, making turns like that. And again, if we had had that onboard camera, we could have been watching her and seeing how she was reacting around the turn and kind of driving accordingly. It would have been better.
Okay. You mentioned about the rear tack earlier and the importance of easy loading and how important that is. So share with us your thoughts there.
Loading, I think a lot of horse owners can probably relate to having a horse that won't get on the trailer. The extreme amount of frustration that it can cause. I have so many loading stories. I could go on for hours. And it's not to say that our horses were poorly trained. I think that my one horse probably had some trauma before we got him, and it was
right.
It took a while for him to get over that trauma. It was always something that was in his mind. And we did work with many different trainers to get him more comfortable. And, you know, eventually he'd get a lot better. But we had this one experience where we were at a show and it was time to come home. And you would think, okay, we're going to go home. That's going to be no problem. The horse wants to go home, right? Well, no, the horse didn't want to go. Didn't want to come home. And a thunderstorm was rolling in. And here we were out in the middle of the field. And we had been part of the group that had put on the show. So we had been there late, you know, cleaning up trash and everything. So there's like two trailers in the whole field,
sure.
You know, metal trailers, and the storm's rolling in. And we're desperately trying to get this horse on the trailer so we can get home and be safe. And I'll never forget these two men that were in our club. Both strong guys, and we had just been battling to pull the horse onto the trailer. And at one point they just kind of glanced at each other, locked eyes, had this moment of understanding, and they linked arms behind the horse's butt and just like lifted her, like bodily lifted her back
wow.
in the trailer. I've never seen it before. It was wild. But her front legs were on the trailer, so it was just a matter of giving her that boost, and she kind of like scrambled forward and on the trailer. You know, that said, that's a silly story, but that's not the ideal situation, because you're putting the horse in a position where they're being forced onto the trailer, and you really want your horse to want to get on the trailer so that they feel comfortable and they feel safe. So that's why if I were to buy a trailer tomorrow, you know, I would look for a much different trailer than what I owned then, something that the horse would, you know, feel, not have that feeling of claustrophobia and the noise and the insecurity that they had on that trailer. I'd look for something different.
You said that your experience was with mostly straight loads, and then mm-hmm. the crappy, poorly designed, unsafe slant. Yeah. And when your horse fell down, and perhaps you have some friends that have had other experiences, did you have, or how important is it to have some sort of access to be able to get to the horse? Because I know with a straight load in particular, the horse would have to back out if there's two horses in there. Any thoughts to share on that, or any experiences?
Yeah, having emergency access is definitely important. I am aware as we're talking about this that I'm sharing all these awful stories. I just want to emphasize that, you know, this is over decades, and we had many, many wonderful, safe trips without crazy wild adventures. But there was this one time. It was in a horse trailer where it was a straight load trailer, and it was not our trailer, it was not our horse. We were following in a vehicle, and we see a hoof come out of the side window of the trailer. And that's never what you want to see, ever. I mean, it was terrifying. So we started laying on the horn and pulling up beside the trailer. Hey, you need to pull over. You need to pull over. And we got them to pull over. And here what had happened is the horse had reared up and fallen over on their back, and in the process stuck the hoof out the window. But they were on their back, you know, in the straight load trailer. And when we opened the rear ramp, you know, there was the horse like stuck kind of. So it was really scary. And part of the reason that the horse was okay was because the inside of the trailer just did have emergency like disassembling features, so that we were able to pull out, you know, the divider and get the big pieces of metal out of the way so that the horse could manage to roll over and get up. Turns out the only injury was a cut on the horse's lip that was bleeding a lot, but that was the only injury. She was completely fine other than that. So we were really thankful for that. But all that to say, if that had happened in, let's say it had happened in a four horse, you know, two and two load trailer, which we often traveled with friends, mm-hmm. and it had been that front horse that was in distress, we would have had to get those back two horses out before we could even get to that front horse who was in distress. Mm-hmm. Or if it had been a slant load trailer and it had been the front horse with two horses behind it. Again, you know, unless you have either a side load door and ramp, you wouldn't have been able to get to that front horse. So that's why any trailer that you look for, you should always look for one where you can get to every single horse in that type of situation, because you never know what kind of crazy things are going to happen. And it's always important to be able to help your horse when they need it.
Yeah, absolutely. The horses that you're sharing with us, the one that fell down, do you know if that was a seasoned horse? You mentioned we've made so many trips without incident and had a wonderful time. And I always tell our clients, because I hear the same thing, well, I've used such and such for all of my life and I've never had an issue. Yeah. And I said, well, you never have an issue until you have one.
Right.
And at some point, there's a good chance that you will. And so, you know, with the experiences that you've had, you need a safely designed trailer that you can access the horse independently. The handler is safe during loading and unloading. So any feedback on your experiences? Were they seasoned horses? Do you know?
Yeah, every one of these horses was a horse that was regularly taken to shows over the summer, was regularly taken to clinics, trail rides, all of that kind of thing. None of these were, horses that were really green and this is the first time on the trailer, or ones that had been rescued and brand new to us and not trusting it. It wasn't any type of situation like that. They were horses that had done this, you know, many, many times. And for whatever reason, they weren't standing the right way when the trailer shifted and they lost their balance, or there was a, you know, we wonder with one of them, if maybe it had been a bee had stung them or a wasp or something had stung them and that had surprised them. You know, whatever situation caused the issue was completely unexpected and unforeseen. It's something that I think horse owners just kind of get used to the idea that you never know when stuff's going to happen. It's just important to be prepared when it does.
Yeah. We had a client down in Florida, her horse who she had been hauling for, I think she said 12 years.
Oh, wow.
And all of a sudden one day he tried to jump through the drop down window. Mm. And, you know, horses are unpredictable. So yeah,
they are.
Be careful. Well, what do you think listeners should take away from this episode? What are the main things?
I think that listeners should just take away the idea that horse trailer safety is very important. It's the most important thing. It's more important than what the trailer looks like or what kind of features it has, you know, as far as like the dressing room or the living quarters. The most important thing is safety. And that's just because the whole reason that we're in this sport is because we love our horses. We enjoy spending time with them and we want to either compete or ride or do whatever we're doing safely with them. So it really takes, you know, it's worth it to take the time and do your research and find a trailer that has those safety features so that you can feel confident putting your horse on the trailer.
All right. This has been awesome. Thank you so much for taking the time to chat and sharing your experience and your stories with us. So if you guys would like more information, just visit our website at doubledtrailers.com and use the trailer finder and you can find your perfect design with that. Until then, we'll catch you next time.
Thank you.